and the raven was called Sin. Said, the raven was called Sin.
Why didn't you tell me, Mama?
Said,
no.
The raven was called Sin.
Ooh, woman, and the raven was called Sin.
And first sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse.
I didn't sin, Mama.
Say it.
I didn't sin, Mama.
First sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse.
And the first sin was intercourse. Mama, I was so scared. I was done. And the girls, they all laughed at me. Listening to me.
And he was weak. Sin.
No, Mama.
He was weak.
No.
He was weak.
No.
He was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Say it.
He was weak.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Hey.
Same.
Yeah.
I think that every day when I leave the house, like as I'm getting ready to go wherever.
Same.
It's in my head. They're all gonna laugh at you!
They're all gonna laugh at you! Dude, same.
But that, because I'm so funny.
Yeah, they're just going to laugh at your jokes.
They're going to laugh at my jokes, not at me.
Yeah, no,
and
definitely
my
not.
Awkwardness.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, what are we talking about today, Paris?
We're talking about the 70s Carrie.
1976, to be exact.
Oh, we're, yeah, to be exact,
you
I guess.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
But, yeah, definitely one of my favorite movies. Top five. I think I've got a thing for, like, the awkward, weird girl that gets her revenge. I don't know why I relate to that character so much, because I'm so cool and popular, and everybody likes me.
Yeah, same. I'm definitely not the weird homeschooled kid.
Anyway. yeah. So I did read the book a few years back, and it's definitely one of my favorite Stephen King books. I think it flows a lot better. It was one of his earlier books. I think he was actually still teaching in school when he wrote it, which is concerning.
Huh. Wait, hold on.
Yes, he was a teacher in school.
What grade?
I'm not sure what grade, but yeah, a little weird because this is about high school students. And
they got their titties out and their bush
he
out.
He does talk about titties in the book. I do remember that much.
He talks about titties in every book.
It's been a while since I read Carrie, but that did stand out to me. I was like,
wait,
there's
hold
a lot
on.
Of titty talk.
Hold on. He's a teacher to these kids. And if memory serves correct, in Pennywise, or in It, I should say, isn't there a child orgy in that?
Yes, there is a child orgy.
Okay. Okay.
I never got to that part. I've only read half of it. In my defense, it is like a 1,200-page book. It's a long-ass book, and he was doing
And you
like,
don't want to read about child
He
orgies.
Was doing a lot of drugs when he wrote it, but yeah. And we're also drinking Moscow Mules.
Yay.
So if this devolves into madness, you know why.
Real good.
Real good.
Real good.
Well, without further ado, here is Carrie.
They're all gonna laugh at you! They're all gonna laugh at you!
So the film opens with teenage girls playing volleyball in tiny, tiny short shorts, as teenage girls at a high school do.
As they do.
And there's one awkward girl in the corner, and she misses the ball, and the team hates her. And as they're walking to the locker room, because the game is over, one girl, Chris, we find out is her name, she goes, "You eat shit!"
Play the game. Can't win a game with her on the team. Look at him. He's standing.
You eat shit.
Okay. Which- That's extra.
Dang.
I know. Okay, can I tell you a quick story about myself when I was in high school?
Say it.
We were playing dodgeball once, and I was Carrie, and my classmates were frustrated with me. There was one girl that was like, "Get the ball, Hannah!"
You know what?
Straight up, that is like...
I believe that.
story of my life.
I never went to high school, so...
But that did happen, and yeah. So now we're in the locker room, and there's...
You know, and as girls do... They're like just having shaking their titties.
They're throwing shirts at each other, and they're naked.
Bushes out.
We should bring back the bush.
You know what? It's a power move.
You know, and it's like, man, it's
all natural.
It's less work.
Except I think having hair down there is a little uncomfortable in my clothes. But like, never mind.
Anyway,
we're not gonna talk about that.
That's a conversation for another time. So, yeah, there's a bunch of naked teenage girls in this locker room. And again, kind of weird when you think about Stephen King, you know, having oversight of this movie. I don't remember specifically if there was the... Well, no, we definitely know for sure there's a locker scene because this next thing happens. Carrie White, who was our main character.
She's seductively rubbing herself with a bar of soap.
She's naked?
Enough said.
Yeah.
She got... You know what?
She got nice basic titties.
Sissy's... Where'd those really come from?
They really put a close-in shot, too, of just her holding them and, like, rubbing on them. I'm you like, know hell
what?
Yeah!
You know what? Whoa! She should have been more popular if she had just let the puppies breathe.
I know. Maybe that's why all the girls hated her, because she had such a nice rack.
Because she had fat knockers.
She had fat knockers.
So as she seductively showers, as teenage girls do, she notices that blood starts to run down her legs, and she's terrified. She doesn't know what's going on.
I mean, that is scary. Just random blood showing up out of nowhere.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Scary.
So she goes to run to the other girls, and she's crying with period blood on her hands.
She is weirdly grabbing at them, which I wouldn't have done.
She thinks she's dying.
Yeah.
In her defense, she thinks she's dying.
If I was in that situation and I was bleeding, I think I would just keep to myself and just slowly
go
die
in a corner.
Or go die in a corner.
That's so
I would go die in a corner, actually.
You know, I think I would too, actually.
I would be like... People don't even know.
But more to the point, she's asking for help, and the girls are obviously off-put by this, and they start to taunt her and throw pads at her while chanting, plug it up,
plug it up, plug it up.
Pretty sick burn, but...
fucking sick burn, bro. And...
Yeah, they're throwing tampons and pads at her, and she's naked, getting pads and tampons thrown at her, bleeding.
You know, the joke kind of gets old for a while. They need to, like, think of something new. It's like, you're doing too much right
now.
This is too much. Maybe, like, the first time, funny. After a while, it's like,
that is kind of mean.
Come on.
You know, that's a little mean. But the gym teacher, Miss Collins, manhandles the students, which she does in this movie a lot.
She does. She knows how to manhandle those kids.
It was the 70s. And she tries to help Carrie, but Carrie is in such a state of panic that Miss Collins bitch slaps her just right across the face to kind of knock her out of it.
As you do.
You know, I get it. But you know, it works. And Carrie screams and a light bulb shatters.
Oh, foreshadowing?
Maybe. So the... That reminds me. Let me take a drink, Roo. Wait, do I got something? I don't got anything. Hold on. It's in there. It's just not coming out. The gym teacher, Miss Collins, is talking to the principal and says Carrie doesn't know what a period is. And she says that her mom is a religious zealot.
Yeah, she is.
It's really hard to believe. In this day and age, a girl in high school wouldn't know something. Facts.
Well, she didn't. But I don't know why that should surprise us. I mean, knowing that mother of hers.
Miss Collins, we can't interfere with people's beliefs.
I know.
Girls.
Well, Carrie's always been their scapegoat, you know?
You'll have to do something.
So we're setting the stage here for what Carrie deals with. And Carrie... Oh, yeah! This principal keeps calling her Cassie.
Which, that doesn't even sound anything close to Carrie.
I mean...
And Carrie's not close. Carrie's not a hard name
and
to remember.
But she does repeat... She's like, it's Carrie. It's Carrie.
Both the teacher and Carrie.
And eventually she goes, it's Carrie! And his ashtray falls on the floor. Another weird thing?
Oh, maybe? I wonder why. Wonder why that happened.
Anyway.
I like that the principal can smoke in the school. The good old days.
The good old days. You know, it was the 70s.
The 70s.
The 70s. What a time to be alive. I kind of wish I was alive in the 70s.
They were wild in back then.
Carrie is excused for the rest of the day, and she's walking home, and a little asshole boy on his bike calls her, Creepy Carrie, Creepy Carrie. And then suddenly he crashes his bike. And
that is so
that
weird.
That sounds like karma to me, if I had to say.
It's nothing else but karma.
Little fucking asshole. Like, who does that?
It was children.
The 70s. Yeah.
I mean, children nowadays are still pretty fucking mean, so.
That's true.
I don't think that's gonna ever change.
They're just honest, you know? And is she creepy?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
But she's got her fat knockers.
She's got some fat knockers, and that's all that really matters, you know? Not to reveal too much, but she should have just kept on, and college probably would have been her time.
It would have been her time. Dude.
That would have been
away
her time
from her mom.
Shine.
She
big
could
old
have had
titties.
Her, she could have had her tits out. Like,
that would have been her time. Drugs. She probably could use some drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. So we're at home now, and Harry's house is filled with religious decoration. She has like the Last Supper painting and, you know, pictures of Jesus everywhere. And like, if I were Jesus, I'd be like, that's too much. You're doing too much. That's overkill. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, why you got these pictures of me everywhere?
Yeah, and they're not even flattering pictures either.
They're not like her little, this is for later.
In her closet.
In her closet.
Her Jesus closet.
Her Jesus closet and his like the little light thing. They really did Jesus dirty.
They did Jesus dirty.
I like hot Jesus way better than that Jesus.
Hot Jesus is that's the Jesus I like. And you know, yeah, it's just too much. I like Jesus as much as the next person, but I don't know if having every single wall covered in Jesus.
This seems kind of stalkery, if you ask me.
It's a little much. I think, I don't know. I wonder what the mom's motivations there are.
But fuck Jesus.
I feel like she kind of does.
She would.
She seems horny.
Yeah.
She seems real horny.
Oh, I think
she's... I'm just... Okay, but that's for later. So, Carrie's mom answers the phone, and the school informs her of what had happened that day. And she confronts Carrie, and she's like,
"You're a woman now. You're a woman now."
And she hits Carrie with a Bible.
Come on, man.
And then she starts, like, spouting verses at her, starting reciting Bible verses at her. And she, and then Carrie's like, "I thought I was dying. Why didn't you tell me, Mama?
Mama, why didn't you tell me?
I thought I was dying. Dying.
Repeat this. Say it."
Whoa. Jesus, Mom. Fuck.
So she drags her into the Jesus closet. You know, Carrie is pretty passive, but we can definitely see Carrie kind of does stand up for herself because her mom is like,
"Say Eve is weak."
And then she's like, "No. I don't want to say that shit.
I just fucking started my period. Come on.
So I think Carrie does have a little bit more of a backbone. And that's definitely true in the book. The way she's described, which is very different from Sissy Spacek, but I couldn't imagine anybody else but Sissy Spacek, is she's described as like chubby with acne.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then when we hear her thoughts are a little bit more on the dark side. Like, she really, really hates everybody. And that's fair, you know. But her mom drags her into her Jesus closet, and there's a creepy statue of Jesus, and he's got arrows in him.
Did him dirty.
And yeah, she just leaves her there. And after a while, she is released from the closet. Carrie looks at herself in the mirror, which then shatters.
Oh?
In class, Carrie says a boy's poem is beautiful in response to the teacher asking for critiques.
Yes, you people in your big cars spewing pollution into the air. You people with heavy feet trampling down the wilderness. You people who peer into the back seats of our cars hours after you come out of the back doors of your motels. Soon, all we will have is each other. And that could be enough if you will let us have room enough and air enough and peace enough to love each other as you never could.
I really must say, I must confess, this poem displays the most extraordinary talent. A talent extraordinary for you, Tommy Ross. You know, Tommy, this is slightly different from running touchdowns and hitting home runs. Well, class, any criticisms? Anyone?
It's beautiful.
Carrie White, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. Is that the beautiful you mean, is it, Carrie? Hmm? Well, I'm afraid, Carrie, this is hardly a criticism.
You suck.
Tommy? Did you say something, Tommy?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I said, aw, shucks.
And the teacher, this asshole, makes fun of her, and the boy, who had written the poem, Tommy, says, "You suck."
Sick burn, bro.
And this teacher's not nice. He's like, "Oh, it's beautiful. She thinks it's beautiful." And it's like, why are you being so mean? It was the 70s.
The fucking 70s,
man. It was the 70s.
I know. My mom went to school in the 70s, and she said that she got hit by a ruler by her teacher. So.
Oh, damn. That ain't cool.
That ain't cool.
But yeah, so this is where we meet Tommy. He's pretty cute.
He is cute. He does look 30.
He is 30, probably. If I had
but
to guess.
But he's a cutie.
He's a cutie. He's a cute 30-year-old man.
Yeah. Cute 30, pretending to be 16. 17-year-old man.
But from the scene we gather, he's of strong character, you know? He sees the teacher being mean to Carrie, and rather than dogpiling on to her, he kind of stands up for her a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, we're back to gym class, which Carrie is excused from. Miss Collins scolds the girls for bullying Carrie. One girl in particular is awful, which we're back to Chris, the one who told her to eat shit. So basically, Miss Collins is like, this is your detention now. You have us for, you're going to do this for an hour a day, and if you don't do it, then you don't get to go to prom.
And these workouts, easy to do for an hour.
They're just like jumping up and down, and
a lot
it's
of
like,
body weight stuff.
You know, it's funny to see how much fitness has changed from then to now, because, you know, we're weightlifters. We weightlift every day.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, it's
like I could do that so easily for an hour.
But the girls hate it, right? But we do see one girl in particular, Sue, seems to feel very ashamed of what she has done.
And that's fair.
Yeah, you
I would
kind
feel
of
ashamed
a little
too.
Asshole.
Now, she had really sick hair.
Yeah.
I wish I had hair like that.
You should get a perm.
Dude, kind of thinking about it.
That'd be cool. I'd like it for you. Now we have a gym class montage, and Carrie also begins to do research in the library on the supernatural. We're back at our gym class montage, and Chris tells Mrs. Collins to stick her workout up her ass. Nice. Which Miss Collins bitch slaps her for the second time in this movie. Miss Collins, the gym teacher, has slapped somebody. And
you know what? Some kids just need to be fucking slapped across the face.
So she gets banned from prom. But, like, damn, Miss Collins, like, there's this one scene where Chris is chewing gum and Miss Collins is like, spit it out. And she goes, what am I supposed to do with it? And she goes, you can choke on it for all I care. And it's like,
you too, Chris. And spit out that gum.
Where'll I put it, Miss Collins?
You can choke on it for all I care. Just get it out of your mouth.
Whoa!
You know what? Some kids nowadays could probably use some of that.
You think so?
I do.
Get smacked around by a teacher?
I do. Some kids are fucking mean, bro.
That's true, but maybe that's because their parents are slapping them around.
They need to have someone else slapping them around.
So, anyway, Chris is banned from the prom. And Carrie discovers the word telekinesis.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sue, who is dating Tommy, asks Tommy to do something for her, and she wants him to take Carrie to the prom. And he agrees. And also, you know, when I first watched this movie, or, you know, for a very long time when I'd watch this movie, I'd be like, okay, so she feels guilty, right? But that it never made that much sense to me why she would want her boyfriend to take her. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like, what's the word? Leading her on, I think.
Right. Now, but after reading the book, when I read the book, it made a lot more sense. It's that Sue also was kind of thinking about breaking up with Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I think I'm going to college. So with that context, it's like, okay, that does make more sense. And she genuinely does feel bad for Carrie, and she wants to get her out. But yeah, so she doesn't really care if Tommy likes Carrie.
Still kind of leading on, you know.
But
you know what?
Good for Carrie. Good for Carrie. Now we're back to Chris, who is with her man, who is young John Travolta.
Ow!
One of the biggest crushes of mine. Damn.
You know, John Travolta was pretty hot.
He was. You know what? Even still.
Yeah.
He could get it. Oh. I got chills. They're multiplying. Okay. Yeah, so she has a plan to get back at Carrie, and she needs help from him to get her revenge. Now we're back to Tommy, and he asks Carrie to go to prom with him. And she's like, no. Like, one, because she thinks it's going to be some cruel joke, and two, because, like, she knows...
She doesn't say no the first time. She just runs away.
Yeah, but also she's like, you know, this is probably a joke, and my mom would kill me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, both true on both points. So Carrie tells Mrs. Collins that Tommy has asked her out, and scared for Carrie, she asks Sue and Tommy, why are they doing that? And Sue tells them tells Miss Collins that they're trying to help Carrie, but I mean, they don't do a very good job explaining themselves.
No, they're just...
They're very defensive.
We're just trying to fucking help Carrie. What the fuck?
Not be like, hey, listen, I feel really bad. I want her to be able to go to prom. You can't go to prom without a date. Like,
and that's weird. That's a weird rule that you can't go to prom without a date.
It was the 70s.
It was the 70s.
It was the 70s.
But it's like, you know, how many teenagers can get dates? Come on.
Okay, so Tommy pulls up to Carrie's house and again asks her to prom. She's scared her mom is going to hear, and she agrees just to kind of like get Tommy to go away.
When I watched this, I told Hannah that I'd suck his dick so hard if he did that. Someone did that to me. I would. I just, ugh. Thank you. Thank you for, like, fighting for me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Carrie tells her mom she's been invited to prom, and her
mom. Mama?
Yeah.
Well, please see that I've got to start to try and get along with people better.
When are you going out about, Carrie?
I've been invited to the prom.
Prom?
Yeah, the senior prom. You know, everybody's going.
It's that teacher that called, wasn't it?
Please see that I'm not like you, Mom. I'm funny. I mean, all the kids think I'm funny. I don't want to be. I want to be normal. I want to start to try and be a whole person before it's too late for me to be. His name's Tommy Ross, and he's a very nice boy, Mom.
No.
And he promised to stop him and
leave
you before him and me and my men. Mama, I'm accepted, Mama.
No, no, no.
I'm accepted, Mama. I'm accepted.
Come to your closet.
No.
After all you've been taught,
everyone isn't bad, Mama. Everything isn't a sin.
Come to your closet and pray. Ask to be forgiven.
He's a nice boy, Mom. You like him. You really like him, Mama.
Boys. The boys. The boys. Yes, the boys. After the blood come the boys, like sniffing dogs, running and slobbering and trying to find out where that smell comes from. Where the smell is, that smell. Listen, I know where they take you, that gosh, I see it all right. Well, you're not going.
Artie said I would.
Tell that boy you're not going or we're going to move from here.
No.
We'll move from here and you'll never see that boy again. The rain's coming in.
Mom, please, talk to me.
Let it close the window.
Mom, I'll get him. Please, talk to me.
Mom throws her drink in her face and says no. She demands she go to her closet. Go to your closet and pray on it. And Carrie's like, no. Check this shit out. I'm telekinetic. I have telekinetic powers. And she like makes some shit fly across the room.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And her mom's like, hey, you're Satan.
I mean, I can see why she would think that.
And I'd be like, yeah, bitch, let me go to the prom.
Or I will be fucking Satan.
I will be Satan. And, you know, Carrie's like, I'm going, and you can't stop me. Good for you, Carrie. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Standing up for yourself.
Use your telekinetic powers to stop your mom. Use them. Use your telekinetic powers to stop the haters.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
You're just a bunch of player haters. Maybe you can, if you concentrate hard enough. Maybe. So, Chris has set a plan to fuck with Carrie, and she convinces a friend to join the prom committee and collect the ballots for the prom queen and king. It's prom night, and Carrie is getting ready for prom, and her mom tries to convince her that Tommy isn't coming. And she's like, oh yeah, I remember the scene. She's like, he isn't coming. He's not coming. He's not going to be here.
He's not going to be here.
They're all going to laugh at you. You know what? This mother is my internal dialogue.
Yeah. yeah, she is.
But Tommy does show up, and Carrie uses her powers to subdue her mom when Tommy arrives. But
as
you know
she should.
What? I will say, Carrie's mom, she does use a really wonderful phrase to describe boobs, and it's dirty pillows.
I love that.
She's like,
actually.
I can see your dirty pillows. And then Carrie's like, they're called breasts, mama.
They're called breasts. Dude,
and every woman has them.
I kind of love Carrie's. I love that accent. I wish I kind of had that accent.
That soft southern accent.
That soft southern
She's
accent.
She's got a soft southern accent, and nobody else does.
I wish I had a southern accent, just in general.
Yeah. That fits us, I think.
I think it does.
Okay, so now they get to the prom, and everything seems to be going well, and Tommy seems to genuinely like Carrie, and it's sweet. He's sweet.
She's a cutie.
She's a cutie. She's a little socially awkward.
She's a little social, and then when she grows older, she'll still be hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and she ages great, and she got titties.
What more could you need?
What else you need?
What more could you need?
And Tommy asks Carrie to dance, but she's not sure, but ends up dancing anyway.
Aww. Cute.
So cute. Tommy kisses Carrie as they dance.
Aww.
What? But he's still got a girlfriend.
He's still, okay.
But he, you know.
Questionable. Aww.
He does seem to like Carrie quite a bit, and you know what? Sue's not as interested, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe Sue's just not putting out.
That's probably what it is.
But in the remake, she was putting out. She
you know
was
what?
Pregnant.
I don't remember. I can't remember. The one with Chloe? Grace?
Yeah.
Should we watch that?
We should watch that.
Let's watch that.
Yeah, like in the end, when all the shit goes down, she like saves her because she's pregnant. And they were fucked.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but a weird add-in, but
Oh, okay. Sue shows up to make sure everything is going okay. And Chris is under the prom stage enacting her devious plan. And her friends had rigged the election so that Carrie and Tommy are prom king and prom queen because they need them up on that stage.
This is too much work to bully.
You know, and it's
way too much work.
It's also, it's like, that's pretty, that's on you, Chris. You know?
It's like, and also, pig's blood?
Wait,
really?
What pig's blood? What the fuck?
It's like,
that's sociopathic.
That's not even.
That's like, you're bad.
That's not even like embarrassing for anybody. That's just like weird.
It is revealed that there's a bucket of pig's blood on the ceiling, which Chris wants to use on Carrie. So Sue sees this and tries to stop it, but she's removed from the prom by Miss Collins, who thinks she's just trying to, you know, fuck things up for Carrie. Like, she thinks like there's something more devious happening from Sue. So Carrie and Tommy, they get elected prom king and queen, and they get up on stage, and for a moment Carrie's really, really happy
and good for her.
Yeah, but then Chris dumps the pig's blood on Carrie's head and the bucket drops on Tommy's head, which knocks him out cold.
Does it kill him?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember what the book says, but
because it's kind of insinuated in the movie, I think, that it killed him.
It does kind of insinuate that a little bit. And I guess if the bucket hit you on the right spot.
But I feel like that would be pretty rare.
But also,
and the bucket's not that high, and they're not heavy, so.
Yeah. You know what? It was the 70s.
I feel like it would just be a little bonk, you know? Yeah, it wouldn't even knock a person out.
You know, you never know, I guess. Now, so Carrie's just standing there. Prom date, knocked out, or dead, maybe. I don't know. And Carrie hears her mom's voice saying, "They're all gonna laugh at you!
They're all gonna laugh at you! It's echoes.
And she hallucinates the crowd laughing at her, but in reality, nobody's laughing at her. Maybe just a couple of the bullies, but, like, everyone's kind of shocked. Using her powers, she closes all the doors so no one can leave, and hoses start to go off, and there's a bunch of electrical issues, and you can kind of guess what happens with water and electricity. And the school catches fire, and everybody dies. Pretty much everybody dies.
Everybody
except for
dies.
Carrie and Sue. Sue's not inside because she got kicked out.
Sue, Carrie, and Chris.
Yeah, somehow Chris and her man, John Travolta, are able to escape. And so Carrie is walking home after she's murdered everybody. And somehow Chris and her boyfriend, right, have managed to escape. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to run her over. So not only did they drop pig's blood on her and knock out Tommy, they're trying to just kill her?
It's like, it's really not that big of a deal, Chris. My God.
But, I mean, obviously, Carrie uses her telekinetic powers and she flips the car over, which catches on fire.
And, yeah.
And that's the end of Chris and John Travolta. Carrie returns home and she washes all the blood off from her. And she does it in the bath.
Questionable.
That's questionable. That wouldn't be my go-to.
Shower for me, but okay.
You know, you're just sitting in pig's blood. It's pig blood bath. I don't know.
Pig blood bath.
Pig blood bath. Yeah, so she gets out of the bath and Carrie cries to her mom. And basically her mom's hiding a knife behind her. She pretends to be nice for a second, but she's hiding a knife behind her back. And she stabs Carrie.
What? What?
Oh, yeah. And her mom's like, "I should have killed myself when I was pregnant."
Thanks, Mom.
And, yeah, so she's stabbed in the back, and, but then she tries to stab her in the back again, and Carrie's like, "Oh, fuck no," and she... I'm gonna use my telekinetic powers, and I'm gonna throw all these other knives at you, you know? And, yeah, so she bunch of knives in her mom, and,
dang.
Her mom dies.
Wait, didn't she, throw the knives in, like, a way like Jesus died?
Yeah, it kind of looks like Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Poetic.
I suppose so. And, so Carrie's emotions are so intense because it does seem like she actually did love her mom. She was scared of her mom, but she also really loved her mom. Yeah, it does. The whole house goes down right on top of, Carrie killing her, and, her mom's already dead. And, so that's done and over with, but now we're back over to Sue, and she's dreaming, and we know that it's a dream sequence because her mom's on the phone, and then we see Chris in bed, or not Chris, Sue in bed, and we, you know, whatever, but we see that she's dreaming that she's at Carrie's grave, right, she's at Carrie's grave, to lay down some flowers. Carrie grabs her through the rubble of the house, and Sue wakes up screaming, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, I think the remake of this movie made, like, Carrie more of, like, a better person. Like, Sue wasn't so scared of her. They made Sue, like, a better person. Like, Sue never made fun of her, I think. They were, like, they really, like, lightened up
also,
everything.
Also, in what world is Chloe Grace? These Moscow mules hitting hard. In what world is Chloe, whatever her nuts is like, ugly or like, and same with Sissy Spacek.
None of them are ugly. It's like, well, I don't think the point of them is that they're ugly, it's that they're weird.
In the book, they are described as more unattractive.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You can't have an ugly bitch on TV. In the movies. Like, come on.
So true. So true. Anyway, I'm going to go sharpen my telekinetic powers.
I'm going to go in my closet and pray.
All right.